Hi guys, this is Pasta Sexual, and I'm going to be answering Cardlin's 15 questions about recording for us, by us. So, I don't know why a lot of people were answering this, so I figured I'd jump on the train. So yeah, one, why do you record? It depends. It's different for different subreddits. So for GWA, I record because, sorry, I'm just, if that brushed against my microphone. I record for GWA because I was in a not so great place last year, I would say. I felt pretty isolated. And, for whatever reason, listening to these kinds of audios by a few posters that I really appreciated, really helped me feel just a little bit less alone at a time when it really mattered to me. It was difficult. So, I decided to start that recording for that subreddit because I figured that I was probably not the only one in that kind of a situation, and that I wanted to be able to give back because I was feeling a lot better, and I figured that if I can do what these people did for me, then I totally want to fucking do that. And also because everyone is just so sweet and receptive and friendly on that subreddit. They're just really encouraging, which you would not expect. So that is why I started recruiting for that specific subreddit. And then I got into PTA because they're just freaking adorable. Like, I don't even understand why that's necessary, but they are, and it hurts. And then I got into art recordings because I just like rambling. I like the people who are there. I like Tin Mad Noom Noom. And, Shit. Afraid to be heard. And, the other one, whose name I'm forgetting. Hurium is cool. I'm shouting all of you guys out. How do you feel about that? So yeah, it's a cool community. I feel like it's, you know, really comfy and snazzy. It's not snazzy. Comfy and sweet, and you know, people come and go, and I don't know a lot of other people who regularly record, but I know those people, and they're pretty fucking awesome. So yeah. That answers, also because it makes me feel good. I don't know. I like hearing back from people. And I used to be really insecure about my voice. I used to think I had the most annoying voice in the universe. So it's nice to know that some people don't get tired of hearing me talk. Because a lot of people that I used to be in contact with did. All the time. And so, yeah. It's not nice being told to shut up. So it's a good break, being told to actually keep talking instead of shut up. So yeah. Two, what brought you to these subreddits? Honestly, GWA linked me to everything else. I was just like, oh hey, cool. I didn't even know that I liked listening to people talk, and so now I know that I do, and it's cool. It's nice. I hate the word nice. Why do I use it? It's enjoyable. Three, what started you recording? I feel like I answered this already. I don't know. I think I was corresponding with a few people who were posting on GWA, but I hadn't posted yet. And I just was really bored one night, or like procrastinating on something, and I just decided to take the plunge, and I said, fuck it. So I did. And that's kind of it. Or what do you record with? If I'm outside, I usually record on my phone. If I'm, like, not in the house. And if I'm at home, I record with a mic, a headset, and my laptop. So, yeah. I mean, I can't. I have recorded with just my laptop before, but that leaves a lot of background noise. I think I read for the Guardians of the Galaxy. No. Fuck. Wow. Wow, Pasta, you're out of it. Not Guardians of the Galaxy. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I recorded a few sections of that on my laptop. So, yeah. 5. Do you do any post-editing? Depends on what I'm doing. I'm gonna have a water break because my mouth is getting dry. Post-editing. It depends on the type of audio, if it requires it or not. I actually kind of suck at post-editing. Like, I'll get started on it, and then I realize how much work it is, and then I give up, because I'm so lazy. It's just so much to do, and I'm a perfectionist. But, yeah. Sometimes, if it calls for it. Are there any pre-recording rituals you need to do first? Again, it depends on the recording. Sometimes I'll, like, read, if it's a poem, I'll read it over a few times so that I know how I want to say it. If it's a script, also, I'll read it over a few times so that I know how I want to perform it. If I'm just improvising, I'll at least make sure I know the general idea, or, like, what I want to start off with, and then I'll go from there. Drink water, cause I get dry mouth. Yeah, that's about it. I'll get into my space, cause I have a recording space, if, like, people are home, because why do I not live alone? But yeah, that's about it. It's nothing special. It's not like I have to down, like, 5 whiskey sours and then draw a freaking pentagram on the floor and sit in the middle of it and chant and, like, no. It's not anything, you know, intensive. 7. What is your favorite recording you've done? I'm proud of Checkmate, because it was technically the first thing I recorded. And it was pretty intense for a first time recording thing. It was very not. It started off as like a lot less intense, and then Rocky Deer made a lot of changes to the script, and I was like, oh shit, this is not what I signed up for, but it was, and I was impressed because it turned out I think I did a good job with it. For especially like a first time recording anything, I managed to get the F-dom thing pretty alright. But so I would have said that, but I'm pretty proud of my last few improv recordings. One for GWA with the help, like the thing, the voicemail, and then 2 others for like 2 or 3 others for PTA. Were just freaking adorable. I was like, oh my god, I didn't know I had it in me. So I'm proud of those, just mostly because they're improv and like they came out better than I expected. Like Checkmate, I knew even if I fucked it up it would come out really well, because Rocketeer's script was just really impressive. He knew what he wanted. So, but I didn't when I started those recordings, because I just hit play and like let it happen. So, yeah, I'm recording about that. I'm proud of that. 8. What is your favorite recording someone else has done? I'm not gonna say, only because I don't want to like call people out and like have anyone think that I'm playing favorites. But if someone's recording is a favorite of mine, then that person definitely knows. Because I'm not shy about letting people know anymore. I used to be, but I'm not, so. 9. Does anyone in your life outside of Reddit know that you record? Who? Okay, so there are 2 people. 2? Several? Like, does it count if you met them on Reddit, but they're like, outside of your life? Or, but they're, like, in your life outside of Reddit as well now? Does it? Okay. But regardless, there are 2 people like that. There's family member that knows, and like two friends that know, and that's about it. Yeah, that's about it. 10. What's the story behind your username? There are two, but the shorter one is that I just really love pasta. You do not even understand how much I love pasta. I will bury my face in a plate of angel hair or linguine, or fettuccine. Just shove my face in it and just rest it there. I will suffocate myself with pasta. I will fucking do it. I love it so much. I've been known to overeat when we have pasta. Just because it's pasta, like, I don't care if I have to, like, if I'm in agony afterwards. I just, oh, I want it. Wow. I have problems. Okay. 11. If you could improve, change anything about your voice, what would it be? I would want to make my singing voice better than it is, because I'm very insecure about that, and I want to be better. I used to be in chorus and be very proud of my voice, and then for reasons I had to drop out of chorus. And I have a good friend who's very show-offy about her voice, and we were in chorus together, actually, so it makes me feel pretty shitty, really insecure. So every time I start feeling good about my singing voice again, like, someone has to show off, and then I'm like, oh, wait, like, don't get any ideas, pasta, you kinda suck. You suck a lot, actually. You're a piece of shit, and you can't sing. So, yeah, that's really all I would want to do. I would want to have a better singing voice, because I like singing a lot. Like, a lot. It makes me really happy. And I wish I was better at it, so that I would not be as embarrassed and could sing more often and be happier. So, yeah. Yep. 12. What is your dream role in voice? If you were to be known for something, what would it be? I don't think I would want to be known for anything in voice or voice acting, or, like, I don't know. Maybe at some point, maybe I would want to do a podcast or something, but at this point in my life, I'm mostly trying to focus on finishing my schooling and establishing a career. So if I'd want to be known for anything at this point, I'd have to say that, like, I'd want to be known for my career, for being a professional in the field that I want to be in, or possibly at some point in my life, hopefully, for being a novelist or an author, because I really like writing a lot, but writing doesn't pay the bills! God damn it. So, yeah. That's mostly it. I like doing stuff with my voice for fun. Not so much, like, to be known for it, I suppose. So, if that makes sense. 13. Whose voice do you admire and or love the most? Public personality only, please. A public personality voice that I admire or love. I like Benedict Cumberbatch's voice a lot. He has a very smooth, rumbly voice that I appreciate. And he's kind of the only one coming to mind right now. Which is unfortunate, because I know that there are others that I really like, but can't think of them right now. I really like Robert Plant's singing voice, if only because, like, how in the name of God does he do it? But that's not the only reason why. I mean, he's a consummate, you know, singer. But, just like, how does he go that high? How does he do it? Where are his balls? Does he even have them? And the answer is yes, he does, because you can see them. He wears tight jeans, or at least he used to. But, yeah. Shit, I'm sorry. Those are the only people coming to mind right now. I know there are others that I really like. It's the only person I can, yeah. Shame. 14. If you could record something with anyone in the world, what would it be, and who would you record it with? I don't know, something cute? Maybe a song? Maybe the Sesame Street song? Or something? I don't know. Something like that. I don't know who I'd record it with. Again, I'm probably gonna have to say Robert Plant. Just cause he's... That would be cool. Imagine singing Sesame Street with Robert Plant. Just like, why? Yeah, that would be good. 15. What's one piece of advice you would give to other recorders? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be hesitant. Don't be reticent. Lay it all out there. Do it. I dare you. Yeah. Yeah, because it feels good. And there's always going to be someone out there who just really likes your voice for whatever reason. So, go for it. What's stopping you? Alright, that's it. Pasta out.